This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot and I'm joined today by Edie.
Hi, it's been a while since I've done an Intimates.
Has it actually? How long do you reckon it's been?
Oh, gosh. A month at least.
Okay.
Or like a good couple of months, something like that.
Well, good.
So I'm glad to be here.
Because I'm ready to put you to the test, so to say.
Yeah, now so you have not told me what you've got planned for this Intimates.
Okay, so I do like doing this a lot. I don't know why. I used to do it to Cam a lot, and he used to me of gaslighting him.
Because that's definitely what gaslighting is.
I think he just really liked that word, even if it wasn't used 100% accurately.
Sounds like he would.
I think he meant it in the terms of me baiting him into a situation he didn't want to be in or didn't see coming.
Well, I mean, the correct word for that is bait, as you just used. So
yeah.
Go on. What have you got in store for me?
Now, Edie, late last year, we, in the wake of Pokemon Sword and Shield, we did a little trivia game. Do you remember this?
Oh, yes. I had, you told me the name of a Pokemon? Or, you know, you told me the description of a Pokemon, and I had to guess.
I gave you the Pokedex entry.
Yeah, that's right.
For a Pokemon, and you did amazingly well. To be honest, like, annoyingly well. Like, you knew them all.
I'm so sorry. You know,
no, it's okay.
You know what? If you tried to do that to me again, I'm sure I'd fail, because it's been quite a long time since I've actually picked up Sword and Shield.
Well, aren't you lucky? Because we're not doing the exact same game.
Oh, okay.
We're swapping the format slightly, and this time we're doing the Animal Crossing trivia.
Ooh, okay, all right.
Now, this is why I needed to get you involved, because you are a person who's played a substantial amount of Animal Crossing.
I've played it every single game since it came out.
Yeah. So, this will be fun. Now, we're talking about the new game, obviously. New Horizons, is it called?
Yep.
I think it's called that.
That's right.
And basically, what I've done is I've gone to animalcrossing.fandom.com. You're not allowed to go there, because that'll spoil some stuff. But basically, it lists all the different kind of villages. Now, the Pokemon game, I thought would be hard, but you aced it. This is a whole nother world, because according to this entry, there are 391 total villages, excluding the special characters.
Yeah, that sounds about right, to be honest.
I had no idea!
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them. But that being said, though, like, there's only, like, 8 different kinds of villager, you know, like, in terms of personality.
Sure.
So, it's still cool to see, you know, each unique design, but at the end of the day, you know, every jock villager is the same as every other jock villager.
Right, because according to this webpage, they all have a name, obviously. They've all got a picture associated with them. They all have a personality type.
Mm-hmm.
They all have a species, a birthday, a catchphrase, and a hobby.
Yep.
So, according to this, you're right, there are 8 different personality types. Could you list them? This isn't part of the trivia, I'm just wondering.
Right, okay. So, they're separated between the female villagers and the male villagers. On the male side, you've got jocks, you've got lazy,
yep.
You've got smug. Oh, damn it, what's the last one?
I didn't know they were gendered.
Oh, yeah, they are gendered. I'm going to need to come back to the last male one. But for female, you've got snooty, you've got cute, you've got normal, and you've got etchy, or sometimes called big sister type, which self-explanatory.
Yeah, it calls it sisterly on this webpage.
Sisterly, that's right. Damn, what is the last male one? I can't remember. Nuts.
Do you want some
hints? Cranky! How could I forget Cranky?
You got it.
My favorite villain to Lobo is Cranky. I'm very embarrassed that I didn't get that one right away.
All right, anyway. Well done. Regardless, that wasn't the trivia. Basically, I'm going to give you some information about these characters, and I want to see if you have any chance of getting this, because there are 391.
Because there are 300 of them.
There's just so many that it feels almost insurmountable. But then again, I was surprised by the Pokemon one, and who knows where we'll land on this one. How well do you think you're going to do?
Oh, look, to be honest, I've only been playing Animal Crossing since Animal Crossing New Leaf, so...
Are these characters carrying over from the original games?
Yes. Yeah, they're not all unique all the time. It's a total cast of characters. So I think I will do well if you have any unique villagers in the mix there, you know, like the main character ones. But up till then, I'm going to have real trouble, I think. You've got a tough challenge for me here.
Okay, I probably do. And the reality is, I don't know which ones are the unique ones. I don't know what ones have carried over from previous games. I've just never played an Animal Crossing.
Yeah,
so,
no, I get you.
I can't even, like, choose to make this easier or not easier for you. It's going to be what it is.
Yeah, of course.
This guy looks fun. They are a Cranky... They are born on June 5th. Is the birthday ever going to be relevant?
June 5th. Oh, look, it's not going to help me remember who they are.
Apparently, they're really into music. And their catchphrase is Ten Hut. Is that like a military thing?
Oh, yeah, it is.
I think that's a military thing. Now, I can give you extra information. I think that's like the basics. That's if you got that after that, I'd be pretty impressed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would have a chance just from that.
Okay, because I can read you their description too.
Okay, give me a description.
A frog villager with the Cranky personality who has appeared in all Animal Crossing series games so far. His Japanese name, Full Metal, relates to the state of mind in a person that will stop at nothing to obtain their goals. His North American name relates to his appearance. And I'm not going to give you more information there because it's literally his name. His initial phrase, Ten Hut, also relates to his appearance, an army term meaning come to attention.
Oh, is it Admiral?
It is not Admiral, although that sounds like a good guess.
Damn it. Oh, I thought I was being so clever.
So this is a frog. I don't know if Admiral is a frog, but...
No, actually, come to think of it, Admiral is not a frog, so... You know, that was a bad guess, to be honest. Nope, I have absolutely no idea.
So apparently, there is a character called Camo Frog, who just looks like...
Oh, you know what? I now that you say the name, I've never gotten him in a village, in one of my villages, but I know that there is a frog with camouflage.
He looks fun.
Yeah, look, you know, I like frog villages. They're pretty cute. Ted Hutt.
I've got so another one for you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
This is to level up the scores here, because we've got a lazy character who likes to play, birthday October 14th, and their catchphrase, doodle da.
Doodle da.
How often do you hear these catchphrases? Is that, like, all they say, or...?
No, it's not all they say. It's basically every time you have a conversation with them, it's going to come up at least once.
right.
But the fun thing is that sometimes they'll ask you to pick a new catchphrase for them. So you can make them say arse and titties if you want, you know. You know how it is.
Is there no chat filter?
Not real... Well, no, there is. So I'm not sure if arse and titties would work, but I did make one of my villagers say poggers, so you know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. I have no idea from that description, to be honest. What kind of animal are they?
They are a chicken villager.
Oh, chicken villager.
You seem to have some kind of disdain for the chicken villagers.
No, I've just never gotten a chicken villager in my life.
Uh-huh.
So...
I mean, 391... possible villages.
Nope, you got me. What's,
so,
this
lazy chicken villager...
Who's this fella?
...making an appearance in every game in the series. His name may have come from the word egg, as chickens lay eggs.
Oh, do they? Do they, Animal Crossing Wiki? Thank you.
His initial phrase may be a mixed reference between both his species and a dazed condition that could present his lazy personality.
No, I still don't know.
That is Egbert, and he wears
Egbert?
Quite a cool little sweater, I've got to say. Very fetching.
I'm going to have to look him up now. Egbert.
You look him up, and I'll find your next Animal Crossing character.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, I like this one. This one looks fun.
Egbert looks like he needs to take a nap. He's got some, like, crow's feet under his eyes. Haha, joke.
Alright. Next up.
Yep.
We've got a cranky character.
Yep.
Who enjoys nature. Mm-hmm. Born on October 13th. And their catchphrase is, mate.
Sorry, October 13th.
Yes.
That's my birthday.
Ah, yay!
Okay. So what... Oh, you didn't say what kind of animal...
No, maybe I should be giving that away right at the beginning, hey?
Yeah, honestly, otherwise I'd have no chance.
So they're a cranky koala.
Oh, cranky koala. You know what? That is ringing a bell. And I think, let me think now, because I looked up which Animal Crossing villagers I share my birthday with.
Well, how many are there? There could only be like two or three, right?
Yeah, I remember specifically that there were two. Most people just share like a birthday with one, but I'm a lucky gal.
Lucky you.
And what was his catchphrase?
Mate.
Oh, well... That doesn't tell me anything. That just tells me it's an Australian animal.
Yeah. They're a Libra. I bet you would have already known that.
Yeah, thanks. I know. I'm a Libra too. What a coinkydink. Okay, is it Melba?
It's not Melba.
Is it Canberra?
No.
Is it Sydney?
It's not based on any Australian cities.
Right, okay, but I want to point out those are all real villager names. Are they all real
koalas or are there other Australian
animals? Yeah, they are all
animals?
Koalas. And aww. Then there's also a couple of kangaroos. One of them is called Matilda. Nope, I've forgotten.
A cranky koala villager from the Animal Crossing series. His initial phrase, mate, is a stereotypical Australian phrase for a friend. He was initially excluded... to GCN games, whatever that is, but has been found in the data for Happy Home Designer. My god, so this... Are these all characters from the new game? Does the new game contain every character?
You know what? I don't know if it contains every character, but...
Because I could be
sure
giving
does...
you villages that aren't even in this game. And that's just rough.
Oh no, don't worry too much about it. But honestly, I've seen maybe 10 of them total. Mm-hmm.
So this character's name is Gonzo.
Gonzo.
And he looks very pouty, and he's got his little fists up as if he's about to fight somebody.
Well, cranky villagers are often like that.
Alright. If I give you a snooty duck who likes fashion.
They are all snooty villagers like fashion.
Oh, okay. Born on April 8th, and their catchphrase is duckling. Any thoughts?
Oh, no. It's on the tip of my tongue. Damn it! Oh, this is so not fair. Like, I can pull up her face.
What does her face look like?
Well, like a duck with wearing makeup. I don't know. This is a very unfair game. I hope you know.
Yeah, well, look, I went into this having no idea how successful it would be. I'll give you a bit more information.
Yeah, thank you.
A snooty duck from the Animal Crossing series. In Animal Crossing and Animal Forest E+, she is an islander. She reappears in Wild World, City Folk, and New Leaf as a villager.
Does she have, like, a bob haircut, or does she have kind of, like, curly hair?
I'm not 100% what a bob is, but I think it's a bob. Yes. She's got, like, bangs, and it kind of, like, fits her head. It's
is
a bit of a Karen haircut. It is Mael.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, you did it.
Yes, one. I got one.
Okay, that's pretty impressive, though. You didn't Google that?
No.
Wow. Look at you go.
How would I Google that?
I don't know. That's a good point. All right. Next up, we've got a jock alligator born on November 15th. And their catchphrase is "Hoorah!"
Hoorah!
It's a pretty jocky thing to say.
To be honest, I have never had an alligator villager either, so I might be in trouble there.
They look a bit like the camo frog, except like an alligator version.
Oh, actually, no, I'm wrong. Is it Sly?
It is Sly.
Oh yes!
Wow! All right,
I'm coming back.
All right, what's that? 3-2.
Yeah, Sly makes me laugh. Basically, any jock villager makes me laugh. Honestly, like I said, they are pretty much the same personality. But you know, that you talk to him and he's hey, will you do push ups with me? Yeah, and I'm like, no,
leave me alone. I'm gonna see if I can find one with a fun catchphrase. Which is harder than I expected for some reason. Alright, what about this one? There is a peppy rabbit who likes fashion, born on August 28th. And their catchphrase is sparkles.
Oh, a peppy rabbit. It's not Bon Bon, is it? That's not her catchphrase. Bon. Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know any other rabbits.
She's so colourful. Like, so pastel.
No, I'm not coming up with anything. That I just, the image of Bon Bon was so strong in my mind. I can't think of anybody else.
She and Francine are sisters. The two also appear on the album cover for Bubblegum KK.
Oh, what? Oh.
You know what that means?
Okay, now, yes, okay. I know exactly what that means. KK, okay, so in the world of Animal Crossing, there is a music artist called KK Slider.
Oh,
and
yeah,
makes
yes.
all these songs.
Okay,
he's,
no, I do
he's
know.
He's the dog. Yeah. And you can actually get these songs in the game, and you can play them from whatever music player you've got, like a CD player or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So if you actually buy Bubblegum or like any of his songs, you can play them. And then one of his most popular songs is called Bubblegum KK. So yeah, that's why that means something to me. Twitter loves it. Everyone's been obsessed with this song.
Fair enough.
Pretty catchy. So now that you say that, I know exactly what she looks like.
Uh-huh.
But I still do not know her name.
I'll give it away. Her name is Chrissy.
Chrissy. Okay, no, I
pretty
don't
unmemorable
I
name. Sorry to all the Chrissies out there.
Wow.
Well, you know, in the world of Animal Crossing where they all have stupid names like Camo Frog, you know, Chrissy
yeah.
is pretty normal.
True.
Alright, we've probably got a time for a couple more.
Okay.
We've got a sisterly sheep, born Feb 14th. Oh, that's Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
They like music, and their catchphrase is nightshade.
Nightshade?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very... I don't know, nightshade. I mean, nightshade is the poisonous plant, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think what they're going for here is like a gothic kind of dark emo
gothic
vibe.
Yeah, okay. So she's... Oh, is she a black sheep?
Yes.
Okay. Look, the only sheep villager I know, her name is Wendy, and she's blue, so... that doesn't sound like her, but she's sisterly, you say?
She's sisterly?
Okay... Nope, not a clue.
So, her name is Muffy.
Muffy, she... oh, that's a very good name. I like that a lot.
She wears big purple earmuffs and a dark purple dress. I think Muffy would be the kind, and she's got like this big purple umbrella too. She's very black and purple. That's her like color palette. I would definitely have Muffy in my village if I had the choice.
Oh, actually, you know what? Just looked her up. Oof. She's fashionable, all right, but I do not like her mascara.
Is that mascara?
Oh, well, I mean, her eyelashes. Okay. Like, it's just creeping me out.
Yeah. All right. So we've got a cranky bull born May 20th. They like education. And their catchphrase is moocha.
A cranky bull that likes education.
Is that a weird combination?
I've had cranky
like educators in my past.
It's not common, have to say.
Okay. Does that help narrow it down, or?
What did you say his birthday was?
May 20th.
It's not Angus, is it?
It's not Angus, but that's a great bull name.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's another cow-related name. I'll give you that hint.
Okay.
But that probably doesn't make it easy to guess.
Not really, because they do all have... is it Chuck?
It's not Chuck.
Oh, rats.
This is great. His catchphrase, moocha, is a pun, as a moocha is somebody who asks for... who asks by begging, while mooing is a bovine's call. That's the worst pun I've ever heard.
Oh, okay. What could you tell me a bit about what he looks like?
I can tell you he appears on the album covers for To the Edge and KK County. Sorry, KK Country.
KK Country. Is it T-Bone?
It is T-Bone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. That was just a complete guess.
Well done.
That was the only other bull I was familiar with. I feel like
as soon as I mention the music, like something clicks and you start to understand who these characters are.
Well, because even if you just describe them, I have a lot of trouble like visualizing them. But I'm collecting the music, like. Right now, like every day I'm looking for the music tracks, so I am pretty familiar with all the album covers, but yeah, no, T-Bone was a complete guess.
Okay, I'm gonna give you one last character.
Ooh, okay, lucky luck.
And I feel like this is the tiebreaker. I don't know how many you've actually got versus haven't got, but
beaten me by far. Like, but regardless,
it's the last one that really counts at the end of the day.
Sure.
This one, we've got a smug penguin, born October 6th.
Uh-huh.
They like music, and their catchphrase, picante.
Picante.
Whatever that means.
Smug penguin.
What is a picante?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Oh, there you go. His initial phrase, picante, is a Spanish word for spicy.
Oh, okay. But he's a penguin.
Yes.
He's not the penguin with, like, the yellow eyebrows, right?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately not.
Now, I know it's not Roald, because Roald is a jock.
Mm-hmm.
He
seems to kind of have, like, like an American, like, letter jacket. You know, like a college letter jacket.
Right. Oh, okay. All right.
But he's not a jock either, so that maybe I'm just, like, misunderstanding what he's wearing here.
No, I mean, because, you know, the Chad at high school, you know, he's probably the quarterback, right? So sure. He could be a jock. And if I'm not mistaken, that's Tex.
It is Tex.
Oh, nice. Yes!
Let you go.
That's the last one.
Well done, Edie. So oh, here God, we were, right at the beginning, I was thinking, oh no, this is going downhill. She doesn't know any of them. It's way too hard. What have I done?
Oh, don't feel too bad. I guess I'm just better than you expected.
You are. You did really well. 391.
Yeah, look, I'm honestly very surprised. I guess I knew more villages than I thought I did. It's just one of those things where it's like out of sight, out of mind kind of thing.
Yes, like what? Like you're learning in the background without meaning to, just retaining all this information.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, once villagers can move out of your village quite quickly, so you know, like one day they're here, they tell you they're leaving, and then a couple of days they're just like gone from your village forever.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really start to forget about them all the more you play. But so yeah, I guess I remember more villages than I thought I did.
Imagine how much like what knowledge you had to push out of your long term memory to remember
to make way for all these shitty villages. Yeah, I know, right?
All right, that is about all the time we have. Edie, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. That was so fun.
We'll do another one sometime. Maybe another, like, 4 to 5 months from now, while I'll
unbury
another game you're obsessed with. And all right.
Sounds great.
Well, thank you, Edie. My name has been Elliot, and we'll catch you guys next week for another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We'll see you then.
See ya.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.